Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
It's Chad and Evan Daly with material from Chad and Evan's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
You know, it seems that once celebrity fails you, get into porn. And that might not be any different for Kanye West. You see, he's losing all these endorsement deals and all that stuff. I mean, listen, he's got a lot of money stocked away. There's no doubt about that. But he's looking at getting into porn. Not like you'd think. He'll be behind the camera. Kanye West has...
camera in one hand.
he's looking at starting his own porn brand this year. So that good will be his own pornography studio.
What's that, what's he calling it?
I have no idea.
There's a name for it.
Well, Yeezy Porn Studios?
Something like that.
So they should call it Skeezy Porn Studios.
Yeah?
Yeah, they should. Yeah.
Everyone's getting into it, though, Chad.
What, porn?
Yeah, why not? Make some money. Apparently, that's what they say.
That sounds like this is a personal experience.
Though. No.
Evan, are there adult websites with you on there?
Almost at one time.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, don't
short on cash.
Yeah, well,
you know,
sometimes that's what you got
to
do.
Got to turn to. That's just it. You got to pay bills. You got to make ends meet.
I'd love to. I'm looking at getting into it as well. But
you do, you're already into it.
I'm not showing off these big nipples for free. I got to get the right price.
That's what I'm saying. You're already into it with your OnlyFans page. You might as well plug it now.
Ariola Grande. But the thing is, I don't actually show any nudity other than my nipples. That's all I show. And close-ups.
Just close-ups of your nipples?
In fact, so close-up, you don't even see the entire nipple.
Chad and Evan Daly.
The unofficial handing off of the torch happens today. Charlie Woods, Tiger Woods' 15-year-old son, will be playing in a U.S. Open qualifier at Pinehurst.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, he's no joke. He's if he finishes top five, he'll advance to final qualifying. And he could be up in the U.S. Open. Wouldn't that be great if he was playing against his dad?
I can't imagine. He'd probably beat him, actually.
My guess would be that if he got into the U.S. Open, Tiger would step aside.
He would caddy for him.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, it'd be pretty neat.
I mean, it's cool to see that this kid is following almost exactly in Tiger's footsteps. Because Tiger was very, very young.
I'm just trying to figure out.
When he got into the PGA.
He
wasn't
that
young.
Out.
He wasn't 15 at the U.S. Open, I don't think.
20 or 21, I thought.
But nonetheless, it's quite the story to follow. And it's always great watching. At the Masters, it was funny because Charlie Woods was there on the... they were on the driving range. And Charlie Woods was giving his dad tips.
Was he?
On his swing, yeah. Yeah, he was going up to him. You could see that they were, practiced, going in their takeaway.
Yeah.
And he was showing him how to do the takeaway properly. And I was just like, this 15 year old son is just giving him tips. Like, this kid must be smart if Tiger's just entertaining it.
I bet you it's more of that, right? It's like a kid, too. Listen, I taught you everything.
It may be
taught
you everything, you know. Yeah. But these, I think it would be very cool. And again, we all want, despite whatever has happened with Tiger, this guy is Teflon. It doesn't matter. Everybody still wants Tiger to win a major.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. He's not going to, but people want him to.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to.
Maybe after two rounds.
And just think, maybe in a couple of years he'll be on the senior tour.
Because that's what it'll be. He's there, right?
He'll go into the senior tour. Charlie will bump up to the PGA or live. Oh, that would be something.
Oh, he went to live.
Chad and Evan Daly.
What'd you say, Evan?
I said, let's talk about Canada and how happy each province was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cool. You didn't catch that part?
I thought you said, oh, that was a good fart right before we went on the air.
But definitely.
Could have been wrong. Definitely. Maybe I must have heard you wrong.
That was you, not me. So, this is done by a gambling website called Lucky Days.
Oh, it sounds like we should listen to them.
Well, they used a lot of different information. They gathered it. Yeah. This information, mm-hmm. they used a whole bunch of different ways, like talking to people.
Like Sean Lennon, yeah. allegedly.
Yeah, well, that's just it. Yeah. They used 8 key metrics to figure out which province was at happiest. Life satisfaction, income, unemployment risk, life expectancy, perceived health, perceived mental health, crime rate, and air quality. Each one was scored out of 10.
Okay.
Okay.
So let's start Western Canada. Just let's do the 4 provinces.
Oh, okay. You just want to do that? Because I was going to say number 1.
Okay, number
Let's
1.
Let's do number right, 1 number and one. Then we'll do
number 1 worst.
Let's do number 1 happiest.
Oh, okay. Who is it?
Quebec. Because they likely get all the West's money.
Yeah, because we pay them for everything.
8.63 was their average score.
Of course.
So then we'll get into the West now. Okay. Second actually was BC.
Yeah, they're high all the time.
But that's just it. Alberta coming in at 4th with an overall score of 4.73.
Interesting.
Manitoba. Mhm. At 8th,
with
a score of 4.03.
Really?
And then dead last, at number 10, Saskatchewan, with a score of 3.27.
Why so low? Like, what was it?
It's
the crime?
Crime rate, there's 2,480 reported violent crimes per 100,000 residents.
And let's just face it, there's not a lot to do in Saskatchewan.
Well, that's true.
Like, you know it and I know it, but like, it's kind of boring.
So life expectancy is low. Perceived mental health is really low.
Oh.
Everything is
lack
super
of vitamin
low.
D. That's what it is. It's a lack of vitamin D.
Speak for yourself. Lack of.
Was that a penis joke?
Yep.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Make me feel old, Evan.
Well, with all the talk of who is being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, let's talk about next year's induction and the people and bands that could be inducted.
So it needs to be 25 years since your first release.
Yes, yes. Okay. Gorillaz.
Holy
Gorillaz
man.
Are a band that could be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
It's been that, like Clint Eastwood was their very first song, right?
I believe so, yeah. Yeah, or Feel Good Inc.,
Feel Good Inc. might have been too, yeah.
Three Doors Down. We're not saying these are bands that are going to. These are just bands
They're
that
eligible.
Have a chance. They're eligible, yeah.
Yeah, Three Doors Down's not going in. But Kryptonite, yeah, I guess.
A Perfect Circle?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, if Tool's not in, they're not in.
No, Andrew W.K. He'll never get in.
Party
Interpol. Great band.
They'll probably go in. Yeah, I don't like it.
A band that I can tell you right now will not go in, but big in their genre, Lamb of God.
Yeah, yeah, they won't go in.
If Iron Maiden's not in.
Maiden's not in, Lamb of God sure isn't going in.
Yeah, I'm going to save one that I think will get in next year.
Okay.
Uncle Cracker. Sum 41.
Give me the beat, boys. Sum 41, yeah, they won't go in, but yeah.
Rise Against.
No, they should. I like Rise Against, but no.
Ryan Adams.
Brian Adams.
No, Ryan.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Nelly Furtado.
Oh, good years for Nelly.
So here are two bands, actually, or artists that I think could. Oh, sorry, one more. Sum 41. They won't
get in. You
said
Sum 41.
Did I say Sum 41?
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
That's okay, though.
Pink. There's a good chance Pink could get in.
She will go in eventually.
But if Cher just got in this year, it won't be. No.
No.
Linkin Park.
There's argument for them to go in.
I think Linkin Park will be inducted first ballot.
Ooh, I don't think they'll be inducted. I think they'll be. I think they're.
They'll get nominated for sure.
Them.
But I bet you next year we will see Linkin Park.
Rage Against
inducted.
The Machine didn't even go in first ballot.
Yeah, I know. But
Linkin Park was a more popular band. I would argue that. And again, I'm a Rage Against the Machine-aholic.
But
I would argue that Linkin Park was more mainstream.
Oh, yeah, more mainstream, a wider fan base for sure.
Yeah.
So those are some of the bands that could be inducted next year. Linkin Park, they'll go in.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Sean Lemon.
Sean Lemon.
A little bit of trouble, okay? The CFL player, he retired earlier this year.
Right.
But now, for some reason, the CFL has indefinitely suspended Sean Lemon. For betting on games in the CFL.
Yeah, in 2021.
Yeah, not only that, but he actually bet on Calgary Stampeder games while with the Calgary Stampeders, allegedly.
Well, yeah, the league did say that there's no evidence to indicate games were actually impacted by his wager.
And if he voted or if he bet on his team, that's good. You know?
Right.
That's more incentive, especially in the CFL. They make like 10 bucks a game.
Well, that's just it. Well, I think it's a quarter.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
$5 for halftime.
Ah, gotcha. That makes sense. So, yeah, listen. All of these leagues, the CFL, the NBA, the MLB with Shohei Ohtani, all that stuff. Or heaven forbid, Pete Rose, but we've talked about that. You're talking out of both sides of your mouth. Because you're taking all this advertising money from this sports betting stuff, but you're not finding a happy medium. You're coming off sounding like hypocrites. So you need to find a happy medium because your players have a pile of money. You pay them a pile of money. They're going to want to bet that money.
Well, that's the thing. Sports gambling is a huge thing. It's super popular.
Now, I'm all for telling your athletes that they cannot bet on their own sport.
That's fair.
But to say they have to stay out of sport, like to say they have to stay out of the sports pages is ridiculous. Like,
well, they can gamble, can't they, on other sports, just not their own?
I don't even know. Like, if I were an athlete, I wouldn't want to, because it could be misconstrued.
Right.
Right? So you're right. Maybe but the thing is, they have some insider information about other players on other teams, players on their team, you know, things like that too.
But just stop taking the gambling money then. But it's bringing in. They pay so much money for that advertising.
You watch any game, and like 90% of the ads are sports gambling.
The biggest stars in the world are doing it too. Like, you look at Connor McDavid right now, NHL. Yeah. There's nonstop commercials with him in the gambling website.
Wayne Gretzky is in all of them. Jamie Foxx, which he's not an athlete. But, you know, it's just, there's got to be a happy medium here. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with sports gambling, because there's not. No. And in my mind, it actually
I enjoy it. It's fun.
It adds fun to the game, because there are so many nothing games out there that you can bet on that actually become interesting. Even for, like, the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl to me this year, not very interesting. Neither one of those teams really my team. But if you throw a little money down on it, it makes it interesting.
Right.
Right? So I'm all for it. But they got to find some sort of happy medium here. I feel bad for a guy like Sean Lemon. I think he's being hung out a little bit to dry.
Yeah, for sure he is.
The CFL was probably just like, hey, we need a player in a gambling controversy.
I mean, he also, he played 13 seasons, though, in the CFL. That's a hell of a career when you think about football. 13 years?
Yeah, over 100 sacks.
Yeah. 3 Grey Cups.
Absolutely. So,
but to go out like this and maybe tarnish a little bit of his career.
It's done. He's already retired. Like, they're suspending him indefinitely. He's done.
He's retired.
He's done.
I quit. No, you don't. You're fired.
Chad and Evan Daily.
I'm Chad. That is Evan.
Hey there.
So I'm starting to plan for my trip next week.
Oh, you've been planning it for a lot longer than just now, suddenly, Chad.
No, I know, but I haven't really talked about it much on the air.
Uh-huh.
So, next Wednesday, I leave. I'm doing a ball trip. So, I'm going to Washington, D.C., and I'm watching a game in Baltimore at Camden Yards. Then I'm watching one at National Park in Washington. Then I'm going to Philly to watch one at Citizens Bank Park. And then I'm going up to New York to watch one at Yankee Stadium. Mm. This is a ball trip that I've always wanted to do. It's just me and my brother going, so it'll be interesting. I know we've never done a trip before, so that'll be fun. And it's kind of one of those things where we were like, hey, you know, this is one trip that Dad would have loved, so let's go on this kind of thing.
Right.
But with that comes, like, travel plans. And I hate dealing with airlines. I just, I can't stand everything about them. Like, I already assume that something's going to get canceled.
I probably will. Yeah.
Like, you have to go into it. If you have a trip lined up, you have to assume at some point something will get either canceled, delayed dramatically, whatever it will be.
I think now, if you're planning a trip like this especially, more and more people are allowing a day on either side.
Well, we are.
For issues, just in case.
We are on the way there.
Right.
On the way home, we've got an hour and a half turnaround in Toronto.
Oh, good luck.
And we have to
Pearson's
go through
customs. A lot better than what it was.
Yeah, it is. But all the connections to Western Canada through WestJet are always at the far, far end of the terminal from customs.
I just hop on a buggy
I need a fat guy buggy.
You get one of those.
Like, I know I'm a big dude. Am I fat enough for a fat guy buggy?
Anyone's fat enough for a fat guy buggy if they believe in themselves.
Chad and Evan Daly.
There's been an online uproar of a mainstay on The Simpsons dying after being a cast member for 35 years.
Since the beginning.
Since, yeah, the very first season. The Simpsons have killed off the character.
Who?
Larry Dalrymple.
Oh.
Now, you might not know who that is, and most people don't, because, in fact, most people didn't even know his name until this last episode where he died. Larry is, they affectionately call him. He was one of the bar flies. So he's one of the guys who hangs out with Barney in the bar all the time.
Right.
He's not the guy with the green hat and the glasses. He's the other guy.
Hair.
Yeah, the bald guy. Okay? He died.
Huh.
On the 765th episode of this series.
That would just happen then.
Yeah. So he, I don't know how he died, but people are saying that it's super sad and tragic, and people are genuinely mad about it. But what? Why? Why are you mad about it?
So this is, just looking this up right now, he had his first and only major role where he died at the beginning of the episode, didn't have any dialogue, but apparently we learn a lot about him. Death is unknown.
Right.
But we find out, like, his address. Find out, like, a whole bunch of stuff about him. Like,
I think it's great.
Introduced to his mother. He liked fishing.
Well, he did have some lines at some point in the show because he's voiced by Harry Shearer. Right. So maybe, little blips here and there, he would say. I can't even remember him talking on the show. But I think it's brilliant. They take one guy who's been on the show since the beginning, but nobody knows of, and then they kill him off, and then they make headlines because
people are upset by this.
And they're not going to... This will have no effect on the show going forward.
No, not whatsoever.
It's just one less guy to animate in the bar.
I wonder, like... The Simpsons can't continue that much longer. I have not watched a new episode of The Simpsons in years.
There are some people that are starting to say it's coming to an end because, well, 35 years. They're saying it's coming to an end because they're getting very flashbacky.
Oh.
They're getting very reminiscent. And people are starting to say, maybe that's it. I don't think that's it. I think they're just running out of ideas. How can you not?
Well, it's been that long. That's a lot of ideas to try and come up with.
You've had storylines around literally every character on the show but this guy. And now they've even done a storyline on him.
And he's dead.
Chad and Evan Daly.
So you put in your AirPods and then you've got it hooked up and it can listen to whatever's going on your phone. And it will transmit that audio to your AirPods real time.
Really?
So your phone becomes a listening device, which it already is, by the way.
Yeah.
But, so, for instance, the other day, I'm not sure if you know this, but you're about to find out. The other day, when we were all in a meeting, I went up and went to the washroom, and I left my phone behind.
You did not.
And I put my AirPods in, yes, and I went down the hallway.
Did you
and I recorded the audio on my phone. So this is exactly what happened. I haven't even heard it yet. This is what happened in the meeting while I was away. Here we go.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Evan Daly. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Evan. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station, 104.9 The Wolf.